65. Baseball has a religion too, by Joe Williams. There is a saying at the racetrack that you can't rule a man off for trying. I believe in this approach to life on this earth. I believe in God. I believe in my country. I believe in basic human decency. I believe there is a right and a wrong way to do things. If I were asked to define Americanism, what made our country what it is to date, I would say it was the American's willingness and ambition to stand on his own two feet. I keep a box score on every baseball game I cover. There is a credit column in which hits are recorded, and there is a debit column in which errors are listed. These are often deceptive. They will give hits to a batter who has been lucky, and they will charge errors against a fielder who has been unlucky. This is a small mirror of life itself. These things, over a long run, even up just as they do in life. I've seen shortstops make errors on plays another shortstop would not even try to make. He had his record in mind. The shortstop who made the errors had the team's success in mind. He was willing to sacrifice his personal record in the greater interest of the team's success. There is a kind of religion in that attitude. I've often wondered how it would be, how it would affect the lives of our people if we all kept a daily box score on ourselves. As a matter of fact, I believe in sports as a way of life. It was Wellington who said, "Battles are won on the playing fields of Eton." I believe it can be stated with equal truth that the principles of decent citizenship are born in the sandlots of Bass River, Massachusetts, Peoria, Illinois, and Southgate, California. That's where our youngsters first see the religion of sports, if I may be permitted the term, in actual use. They learn about fair play, sportsmanship, and working together in a common cause. And because they frequently learn by ugly contrast, their instincts and the early teachings that they got from their parents are sharpened against unfair practices, bully raging, and swell-headedness. Not too long ago, I had what was apparently a narrow escape from death. I was the last passenger out of a burning plane, the crash of which had instantly killed the pilot. I believe I am a physical coward, but singularly, I felt no fear when I came to and began to seek a way to safety. Maybe I was still stunned, but I was completely composed. I did not pray, though I believe in prayer. I did not think of my family, though I am devoted to my family. I was neither sure I would escape nor that I would perish. I was, I suppose, completely resigned to whatever fate awaited me. They have another saying around the racetracks. The red board is up. This means the race is over. The result is final, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. It has gone into the records. I believe that somehow much of the philosophy of the people I live with has rubbed off on me. I don't know whether this is good or bad. All I know is that is how it is with me, and I've lived a happy life, and I hope a reasonably decent one, according to my lights.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。